As I wrote in the piece, Ali and his family invited Marie and I to dinner at their apartment in Albany last night. There were about 15 to 20 people there, all kinds of kids, his family, Saklamu and his mother, Ali's sister, Ali's mother, Ali's nephews, Carolyn, Saklamu's former teacher, and all kinds of kids I didn't even know. It was really wonderful. The food was wonderful. It was a feast. It was lavish. It was wonderful. It was delicious. And there we were, Christians, Jews, and Muslims, happily talking, listening to each other, talking to each other, sharing our food and experiences. It was very special and made me think of what the American dream is about, made me think about the salvation of the world when these different peoples can talk to each other in that way and come together in such a happy and loving way. We are inviting Ali and his family to come here to the farm for dinner and also for our open house on Columbus Day weekend, and they're coming. There were five or six kids from the soccer team there. It was great to see them and see Saklamu and his mother, Lai Pui. And we had good news to tell her of the wonderful woman who's going to pay her share of Saklamu's tuition for the next 3 years, $2,000 a year. She was overwhelmed to hear that. We brought flowers for her, flowers for Ali's mother. Ibtisam. And it was great. They were a very loving, wonderful family, and we are honored and flattered to be there and want to keep having these kinds of dinners with refugees and immigrants, too, get to know them better and their families. Different cultures can exist so easily and comfortably with one another. It's really all about the heart. So it was a great experience, and I am very grateful to Ali and his family for having us.